Starcom Network News presents Year in Review 2019. This is the month of February. Friday, February 1st, the start of 3 days of prayer and reflection in Barbados in response to a spate of crime and violence. A worship session at the Ministry of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs was led off by the minister, Cynthia Ford, who blamed a major shift in culture and values for the current situation.
We're not a society that has grown accustomed to this kind or high level of violence and crime, but it seems to be the norm now because our young people have lost their way.
Minister of Water Resources Wilfred Abrams promised that relief was coming for residents in the northern and central parishes of St. Joseph, St. Andrew, St. Peter, and parts of St. John that had been plagued by low water pressure and outages.
We are in the process of increasing the supply to the north. Ionics, the desal is generating more water, and the connection is soon going to be made to allow the desal plant to provide water in the water scarce areas and to top up the reservoirs. That can't be done with the existing water supply we have now. I can tell the people of the north, you will not be having these issues going into next Christmas like you did before. This is now priority number one for the Barbados Water Authority to resolve the issues plaguing central and the northern parishes.
Tuesday, February 12th, the International Monetary Fund, IMF, praised Barbados's progress with its economic reform program, stating that all targets had been met. A statement released by the IMF said Barbados continued to make good progress in implementing what was described as an ambitious and comprehensive economic reform program. Police had a person of interest in custody in connection with the murder of 74-year-old Douglas Barker of Walk Springs, St. Thomas, who was killed in a cutlass attack at a house in the same area about 11:05 that night. Saturday, February 16th, a 22-year-old St. George man was the island's 11th homicide victim for the year. Graham Norval of Rock Hall, near Tate Hill, St. George, had been a regular character in the popular YouTube series called Badness, in which he played the character Short Boss.
Right now we're in shock. Don't expect the crime to come home to you. You really, really don't expect the crime to come home to you. You watch it every day, see it on the Instagram, but never in a million years I thought it would come home to me.
A relative of the deceased. Later that day, a 12th murder occurred, that of 31-year-old Lorenzo Joseph of Chapman Lane, St. Michael, who was reportedly liming with a group of men at 6th Avenue, New Orleans, when a gunman approached and shot him and another man. Both men were transported to the Queen Elizabeth Hospital by private vehicle, where Joseph succumbed to his injuries. Sunday, February 17th, a major fire erupted at the Mangrove Pond landfill in St. Thomas, producing billowing black smoke that could be seen for miles. Chief Fire Officer L. Maynard said the area where the blaze occurred was used for the disposal of tires. Monday, February 18th, the revamped estimates debate got underway in the House of Assembly that morning with a radically new format that placed it under the Standing Committee on Finance and limited ministers' initial presentations and the opposition leader's response to 10 minutes only, followed by the minister and his technocrats sitting in the center of the chamber being required to respond to questions from the various MPs. Acting Leader of Government Business, the Attorney General, Dale Marshall, said the format change was historic and was part of government's commitment to transparency and accountability. Late that night, a house fire at Bank Hall, St. Michael, claimed the life of 76-year-old Eric Fenty. Friday, February 22nd, a special private sector-led monitoring committee for Barbados' Economic Recovery and the Transformation, or BERT program, reported significant progress in meeting the targets, including debt reduction and slashing the cost of government. In the U.S., singer R. Kelly was charged with 10 counts of aggravated criminal sexual abuse, some involving underage victims. Monday, February 25th, it was announced that the Barbados Productivity Council would be closing after more than two decades of operation with the loss of more than a dozen jobs, a victim of government's restructuring program that aimed to slash public sector costs. Britain's Prime Minister Theresa May was facing growing calls to say she would delay Brexit rather than leave the EU if no deal was in place by the end of March. Meantime, Prime Minister May stepped up her warnings that delaying Brexit was no way to solve the impasse in Parliament over Britain's departure from the European Union. She insisted a timely exit was still within grasp and that she wanted Brexit to happen as planned on March 29th.
I've had a real sense from the meetings I've had here, conversations I've had with EU leaders in recent days, a real sense that we can achieve that deal. It's within our grasp to leave with a deal on the 29th of March, and that's where all of my energies are going to be focused.
Wednesday, February 27th, the Barbados police were investigating the murder of 35-year-old Shane Braffitt of Upper Carter's Gap Enterprise Christchurch, who was shot on the compound of Wayne's Variety Shop at St. Martin's in Phillip. Meantime, the police continued the hunt for the second man involved in a confrontation with police at London Road, Britain's Hill, St. Michael, the previous afternoon, in which 18-year-old Kadeem Eiffel was shot dead by officers. A national consultation on crime was underway in Barbados that morning. The Deputy Police Commissioner Erwin Boyce reported that, despite an upsurge in murder and gun violence, crime overall in Barbados so far that year was down, and stressed that there was no crime crisis.
We do not believe by the stretch of imagination that we are in a crime crisis. 12 murders in the first 2 months of the year 2019 is unprecedented, and with over 15 reported incidences of shooting, evidence is there that criminal behavior is no longer a closeted activity. There is no doubt, as analyzed, that there is a new boldness in committing crime.
Thursday, February 28th, following 2 gunshot murders in 1 day and 14 murders in just 2 months, Barbadians were calling for drastic action, including possibly resuming hanging. That was the opinion of some of the people who saw the latest victim take his last breath after being shot outside a shop at Clevedale Black Rocks in Michael about 7:45 the previous night. People from the area told Starcom Network News that 47-year-old Lester Holder was liming outside a shop with about 4 or 5 other men when they heard an outburst of gunfire, possibly about 4 shots. One of the men was hit in the leg, while Holder, who lived at nearby Grisettes, was fatally wounded as he sat in a wrought iron chair outside the shop where they regularly hung out. He died at the scene. Shop proprietor Frank Edwards said the events left him shaken.
You got to start hanging out with some of these fellas got to go in prison, they're eating again fat and coming back out. So they've been 6 years. You know, we got to start hanging them out. They're going to eat and drink and get fat. So we got to really do something about this. We just kind of put them at them, feeding them on the back out again.
Meantime, the opposition leader, Bishop Joseph Atherley, issued a written statement on the crime situation, calling on the government to urgently create what he called a national platform for dialogue on crime and violence. The statement suggested that the effort be led by a special subcommittee of the cabinet that would include the ministries of the Attorney General, Home Affairs, Education, Youth and Community Development. The opposition said the moment was urgent as the matter was approaching crisis proportions and the country's future could be at stake. The Attorney General, Dale Marshall, also issued a statement expressing the view that to have 14 murders in 2 months demonstrated that the country had strayed very far from the Barbados of the past. He said the government was taking steps to stem the flow of illegal firearms into the country and to track down and confiscate those already on the streets.
So I've been notified of 2 homicides 2 Saturdays ago by gun, and then yesterday another 2 by gun. Is an intolerable situation in our country. And it seems as though the criminals are now brazen, and we are seeing the videos of our young men and boys posing with guns and dancing in sets with submachine guns on a daily basis. I appreciate the fact that Barbadians will want to know what is being done, and unfortunately I can't share the details of police operations and strategies with the public. But I do want to assure the public that the Barbados Labour Party has always said that the first call on our national resources will be in the area of law and order, safety and security.
And that was the month of February 2019. Year in review, 2019.